all right, put me down, will you? This hurts, you know.
I need your help, Gaspard.
Not me, I don't help the watch. Nothing personal, but it doesn't do anything for my street cred.
I'm not talking about helping the watch, Gaspard. This is personal. I need your nose.
Carrot lowered the dog to the pavement and rubbed his hand on his shirt.
Unfortunately, this means I need the rest of you as well, although, of course, I am aware that under that itchy exterior beats a heart of gold.
Really, said Gaspard. Nothing good starts with I need your help.
It's Angua.
Oh, dear.
I want you to track her.
Ah, not many dogs could track a werewolf, mister. They're cunning.
Go to the best, I always say, said Carrot.
Finest nose known to man or beast, said Gaspard, wrinkling it.
Where's she gone, then?
To Oberwald, I think.
Carrot moved fast. Gaspard's flight was hindered by the hand gripping his tail.
That's hundreds of miles away, and dog miles is 7 times longer. Not a chance.
Oh? All right, then. Silly of me to suggest it, said Carrot, letting go. You're right, it's ridiculous.
Gaspard turned, suddenly full of suspicion.
No, I didn't say it was ridiculous, he said. I just said it was hundreds of miles away.
Yes, but you said you had no chance.
No, I said that you had no chance of getting me to do it.
Yeah, but the winter's coming on, and as you say, a werewolf is very hard to track, and on top of that, Angua's a copper. She'll work out that I'd use you, and she'll be covering her trail.
Gaspard whined.
Look, mister, respect is hard to earn in this dog's town. If I'm not smelled around the lamppost for a couple of weeks, my stock is definitely in the gutter, right?
Yes, yes, I understand. I'll make some other arrangements. Nervous Nigel's still around, isn't he?
What? That spaniel? He couldn't smell his own bottom if you put it in front of him.
They say he's pretty good nasally.
And he whittles every time anyone looks at him, snapped Gaspard.
I heard he can smell a dead rat 2 miles away.
Yeah? Well, I can smell what colour it is.
Carrot sighed.
Well, I've got no choice, I'm afraid. You can't do it, so I'll...
I didn't say...
Gaspard stopped and then went on.
I'm going to do it, aren't I? I'm bloody well going to do it. You're going to trick me or blackmail me or whatever it takes, aren't you?
Yes.
How do you manage to write, Gaspard? I holds the chalk in me mouth. Easy.
You're a smart dog, I've always said so. The world's only talking dog, too.
Lower your voice, lower your voice, said Gaspard, looking around. Here. Oberwald's wolf country, innit?
Oh, yes. I could have been a wolf, you know.
We're different parents, of course. Gaspard sniffed and looked furtively up and down the street again. Steak?
Every night.
Right.
Sergeant Colon was a picture of misery drawn on a lumpy pavement in bad crayon on a wet day. He sat on a chair and occasionally glanced at the message that had just been delivered, as if hoping the words would somehow fade away.
Bloody hell, Nobby, he moaned.
There, there, Fred, said Nobby, currently a vision in Organdy.
I can't be promoted. I'm not an officer. I am base, common and popular.
I've always said that about you, Fred. You got common off to a treat.
But it's writ down, Nobby. Look, his lordship signed it.
Well, the way I see it, you got 3 choices, said Nobby.
Yeah?
You can go back and tell him you're not doing it.
The panic in Colon's face was replaced by glazed grey terror.
Thank you very much, Nobby, he said bitterly. Let me know if you've got any more suggestions like that, because I'll need to go and change my underwear.
Or you could accept it and make such a cock-up of it that he takes it away from you.
You're doing this on purpose, Nobby.
Might be worth a try, Fred.
Yeah, but the thing about cock-ups, Nobby, is that it's hard for you to be, you know, precise. You might think you're making a little cock-up and then it blows up in your face and it turns out to be, in fact, a big cock-up. And in those circumstances, Nobby, I'm sort of worried that what his lordship might take away from me wouldn't just be the job. I hope I don't have to draw you a picture.
Good point, Fred.
What I'm saying is, cock-ups is like... Well, cock-ups is... Well, the thing about cock-ups is you never know what size they're going to be.
Well, Fred, the 3rd choice is you putting up with it.
That's not helpful, Nobby.
It'll only be for a couple of weeks, then Mr. Vimes will be back.
Yeah, but supposing he isn't. Nasty place, Oberwelt. I heard where it's a misery wrapped in an enema. That doesn't sound too good. You can fall down things. Then I'm stuck.